Y94 Morning Playhouse.
The man I was talking with was a specialist.
This is
the Rat Report.
Sounds pretty good, right?
Shock me, shock me, shock me with that deviant behavior.
Well, it is Shriek Week here on the Morning Playhouse, and with Halloween quickly approaching, today on the Rat Report, want to focus on something a little bit different because there's a new trend. People say they love the idea of living in a haunted house. But would you really?
There's something here, something evil.
Now, it is time to summon the evil spirit.
Believe it or not, according to Realtor.com's 2013 haunted housing report, they say more than half of American homebuyers are open to buying a haunted house. Well, Carmen Reed wants to let those people know that they should maybe think differently. You see, Carmen and her family moved from New York to Southington, Connecticut, where they rented an old home. Now, it wasn't until after they moved in that they found out that the home had once been a funeral parlor. She says they found lots of stuff that had been left behind, including coffin pillows, a coffin trolley, pictures of the deceased, toe tags, and a blood tank, as well as a body lift that went up into their bedroom. Okay, call me crazy, but have you ever heard of inspecting a home first? Tell you what, I find a body lift in where I'm gonna live, maybe I'm gonna think twice. Shortly after that, they found out that their home had some other residents. She says that she'd be downstairs doing laundry and she'd hear footsteps on the stairs and someone calling out Mom. When she turned around, no one was there. They were constantly hearing a phone ringing in the basement where the mortuary used to be, but they could never find it. Carmen was always seeing things slither across the floor, but nothing was ever there, and random items were always being moved around the home. One of the scariest moments was when she saw a hand go up her niece's shirt. She said there was a perfect imprint of the wrist bone, knuckles, joints, and fingernails. That's when they called the Catholic Church. They did come in and perform a four-hour cleansing of the home, but that wasn't enough for Carmen and her family as they decided they had to leave. Carmen and her family later became the basis for the 2009 horror film The Haunting in Connecticut. So, would you live in a haunted house? I guess that's for you to decide.
Come and play with us.
Well, that was completely disturbing, wasn't it?
The Rat Report.
Y94.